It's time for the word of God. Let's just bow down and say one or two. Tell God what you want. Tell God that from the word you want Him to touch your heart. You want the word to pierce through your soul and bring out His intent, His will. As I make welcome Evangelist Paul Osho. Tell God, Lord, I want your word to bring out your will from me, to give me the desire to do your will at all times.
Hallelujah. Can you please rise up on our feet, please? I just want us to open our hearts to the Lord this morning for this time I'll be spending here. And I want you to just begin to thank God for a time like this. Just appreciate God. Just worship Him. You move mountains. You call worlds to come. With your powers,
you perform miracles. There is nothing
that is impossible.
We are standing here only because you made a way.
Jehovah, Jesus Christ, only my God. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you because you are God and you have made a way. That's why we are standing before you. I pray that, Lord, as I fix our gaze upon the word of the Lord, you will by yourself touch our heart and your word will come out with simplicity but yet with power in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Can we have our seats in the presence of the living God? This morning, by the special grace of God, I'll be ministering on the subject Beyond the Beauty. And I want to quickly go to the book of 1 Samuel with me, chapter number 16. 1 Samuel, chapter number 16. 1 Samuel, chapter number 16. The book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 16. How many of us are there? Hallelujah. If you are there, shout hallelujah. Okay, only just few people. All right. If you're not there, shout hallelujah. All right. So please, we're waiting for you. 1 Samuel, chapter number 16. And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thy horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hear it, he will kill me. And the Lord said, take an ephah with thee and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. Now, let us go to verse 4. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem, and the elders of the town trembled at his coming and said, comest thou peaceably? Now, let's look at verse 6 and verse 7 together. And it came to pass, when they were come, that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. If you look at that story very well, we could see clearly that the Lord sent a prophet of God, a major prophet of God in the Old Testament to go and anoint a king. And that was said when he got there, he looked at Eliab, he looked at his appearance, he looked at the beauty. He was so fascinated that he didn't even need to pray to God anymore. He said, surely the anointing of the Lord is upon this as king. And the Bible said, and God reproved him, that don't look at his beauty. His beauty is not a determinant of his heart. I have looked at his heart, and I know, and I have rejected him as king. Hallelujah. So beyond beauty is not just something that can be handled with levity. A lot of people that have anointed, look at something. If the Lord has not reproved that prophet, he would anoint a wrong person in the place of kingship. Do you know what that will cost the Israel as a nation? A lot of wives today, that many people have married because of their physical appearances. A lot of people has anointed wrong partners in marriage, in relationship, in business, in ministry, because you just looked at him or you looked at her and you said, for his appearance, surely the anointed or the anointing of the Lord is upon him. Hallelujah. So we could see that beyond this beauty, there is something that lies. But let me tell you something. Beyond beauty, it is beauty. Because beauty is a perspective. And since you don't hear what I said, beyond beauty, it is beauty. Because beauty is a perspective. Hallelujah. If, can I quickly have someone? I need a male and a female, please. Just brother, please come, quickly. I need somebody from the female pool. Sister, look at this. I don't know. I need somebody that can quickly just come out. Please, okay, you, sister, please come out. God bless you. Hallelujah. I said, beauty is what? A perspective. Look at these sisters, and this sister, and this brother. Now, this brother is fair, right? And this sister is fair. I need a black hair. I need someone that is more dark. Sorry. No, still stay. I need someone that is more dark. Just someone that is more dark. No, you can come, brother, come. Come and stay here. Come on, don't worry. Hallelujah. Just stand. If I tell someone now to come out and pick, but this brother now, I said it, pick from, I don't want to trouble any sister because, many people have gone off the seat. That pick a sister. Maybe we have a black sister and a fair sister. The perspective of this man will determine who he will be. Am I correct? Regardless of the beauty. So, beauty is a perspective. Because to somebody, a fair guy like this is beautiful. It's okay for me. And to another person, I like someone that is what? That is dark. So, you can see that perspective is what matters here. So, beyond beauty, whatsoever you can call or whatever you can use as a name is what? It's perspective. Hallelujah. You don't understand what I'm trying to say. Am I too fast? Okay. So look at these people now. If somebody can come and okay, brother, please just assume that you want to pick some among them. Who are you going to pick? Your choice. And just point at anyone of both of them. Okay, what you want? Your own perspective. Yes. You're gonna pick. Hallelujah. Okay, what you see, and not based on the appearance. Yes, no, but you are still going to consider the appearance. Hallelujah. Okay, let me ask you a question. I have two oranges with me. Please, still stay. I have two oranges with me. Are you going to say, because of my quality, I have to pick from this apple? You don't understand. You have two oranges. Okay, you have two oranges now. Two oranges. And you want to pick one. You won't begin to test. And you have to pick the pick. So you have to pick one based on your position. Now, let me tell you something. If somebody tells me that this sister is not beautiful, it's not because she is not beautiful. It's because you are blinded to her beauty. Do you get what I'm saying? If this sister now, you pick, you're saying, no, this sister is not beautiful. Maybe the one coming now, Sister Rebecca that just ministered here, she's the one that is beautiful. It's not because she's not beautiful. It's because you are blinded. So that your ex, that you're not saying good about her or about him, it's not because that person is actually bad. It's because you are not seeing the beauty. So everybody is beautiful. Because you are standing there and you could not see me in the auditorium, does not make me not be here. You don't understand. You look inside and say, you tell anybody to minister. I'm here. It's not because I'm not here. It's because something is wrong with your own sight. So the reason why many of us are not seeing the beauty in people is because we are blinded to their own beauty. Because beauty is a perspective. Hallelujah. So because you're not seeing the beauty in me, it's not my problem. It's your positioning. Because it's where you stand that matters for how you see. Bible said, and God told Abraham, move out of the tent and come and look up. He would have said, from through the tent, just look up. You know what I'm trying to say? That from this, inside the auditorium, just look up. So just get the sky. The Bible said, move out to have a clearer picture. Let me move you out. There must be a sheet to see clearer. Hallelujah. Do you know that your choice determines who you are? Well, yes, because actually, many of us today, we ask ourselves that we have a lot of challenges when it comes to relationship. A Christian, so-called Christian, dating an unbeliever. You understand? I use my word very carefully. So-called Christian, dating an unbeliever. And you say, I like him. I tell you, this is an unbeliever. I said, I like him. It's because actually, that's your person. That you have chosen that choice. Because your choice reflects who you are. I hope you are getting what I'm saying. Beyond beauty. So, where you stand, your perspective will determine your beauty and the way you see things. And let me say this, please. Can I go and say sorry? This sister is actually wanted to write. Am I correct? You can see. Maybe to next time I'm have to go and show for corner. No, she said yes. I want to write, and I know. Hallelujah. Now, let me say this to you. When we say seeing beyond the beauty, originally the emphasis is on you, not the person. Get it? When you say seeing beyond the beauty, emphasis is on you, not me that you are looking at. But many of us, we say that it is that person that we are, there's no beauty. No. Mm-mm. Seeing beyond the beauty is a function of sight. That when you're looking at me, don't just look at me anyhow, but see something behind your beauty. So that you're not seeing the beauty in people's lives. You're not seeing the good in your husband or your wife. It's because you are what? You are short-sighted. Because when you look at me today, if you want to see the good part of me, you see it. If you want to see the evil part of me, you see it. Life from that perspective. Hallelujah. And your knowledge per time determines your choice. Because, for example, one day I bought a crate of egg in my house, and eventually I thought I made a good choice. And you know, when I started taking part of them, it was okay. Eventually, I considered it was spoiled. Assuming I'm a skillful person in buying eggs or selling eggs, you understand? I would have known by just picking it up and shaking it, I know it's back there already. I don't need to open to break it. So it is your knowledge that determines your choice in life, and your choice determines who you are as a person. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, this beyond this beauty is you have to know that it is your responsibility to see beyond beauty. And let me quickly say this. There are three things that I don't want to share this morning. Apart from what I've been saying now, there are three levels of beauty that you must recognize. Number one, the beauty of the body. Now, that when you say that beyond the beauty, does not downplay beauty of the body. You don't understand that we are saying that the beauty, that beyond beauty, it does not say that we should not consider beauty. Bible said beauty is in vain. Proverbs 31:30. You understand? Beauty is in vain. Whatsoever another. But that does not mean that beauty, because you are spiritual, you shouldn't take up your body. Many reasons why, it has been shared here, but there was no time to say it during the intercession. Many reasons why many people are having problems in their relationship is because they are not keeping the fire burning. There's no between marriage and relationship. But marriage does not terminate relationship. Marriage is another level of relationship. Many people think that when you enter marriage, you are stopped relating. And that's the challenge. Because you claim that you are a prayer warrior. You dress anyhow. You don't look good. And you think that somebody will be your husband will be looking at you. Forget it. You will just see that your husband will go to work and the secretary will be giving the person a good compliment. And from there, despite because of your own prayer, you will be fornicating with that one. Sir, I love your time, sir. Oh, thank you. And you are there. You are a prayerful woman. You pray on your knees every day and you lack understanding to appreciate the beauty of your husband in the physical realm. Before you know it, everybody wants to be encouraged. Everybody wants to be, you know, to be encouraged, to know, to listen to another. So anytime you see them, you now see that even when my office is around that side, because I want to receive the compliment of this sister, I will now come like this. And now everyone says, ah, Brother Paul, you're looking good. Thank you, sir. You know, and that is just the end. Yes, that's how it goes. So the first thing is that the beauty of the body. You are not downplaying the body. Actually, nobody is ugly. The problem we have is not attractive. Many of us are not attractive. And when I say I'm not attractive, I'm not defining it in the context of insanity, of nakedness. You get me, sir? But anyway, you watch. You are attractive. I'm not saying that you should go and open your cleavages. No, get me, sir. I will give you an example. Pick anybody. I challenge you. Go to the worstest place in this country. Borno, Mushi, Maiduguri, Niger. You know those places that they are Boko Haram and all that. People are suffering there. Or come to Mushi. Pick a man from that place. Very poor. Take the person to Banana Island for 1 month. Feed him very well. When you see him, you see that there is a glow that will come out from his skin. No matter how ugly the person was looking before. So the problem is not that. The Bible says something. Psalm 139 verse 14. It says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You know what that means? It says that you are unique. The voice version said, I am a unique creation. And I am filled with wonders. That is, when people look at you, they say, wow. So that body, the beauty of the body is important. Don't downplay it. Because you are spiritual does not mean you should not look good. Because you are spiritual, you are tongue fire, tongue person, does not mean you should not make your hair. That doesn't mean you should not look good. So this is a challenge. So beyond the physical body, that is what we want to talk about. And the second one is the beauty of the spirit. You don't understand. Man is a spirit. You are a spirit. You know, many people, by the sense of their humility, they have always want to, you know, try to destroy some foundational basis of the scriptures. It is not, that is not correct. It's just a means of humility. But the Bible says that when God went to create man, Genesis 1 verse 26, said that, let us create man in our image. Am I correct? And John 4:24 says, God is a spirit. So whoever he created in his image is a spirit. Psalm 103 verse 14 says that he knoweth man, he knoweth our frame. Listen, there's a difference between a frame and a picture. Frame is not your picture. Frame is the body. That's what David was saying. Hallelujah. I don't know if you are getting what I'm trying to say. So, many of us today, we are too humble. You are not this body. This body, you are not the body. You are a spirit. You will not die. A spirit does not die. God is a spirit. You understand? And those that worship was worshiping in spirit and in truth. So, you must maintain the beauty of the spirit. And how can, that's what the Bible said in 1 Peter chapter 3. Somebody look at that place for me. 1 Peter 3 verses 2. He was talking about the wives. He said, likewise, wife. He said, do all this and all that. That said that, but your beauty should not be in the physical realm alone, or like that, but it should be the hidden man. Peter uses it in KJV that the hidden man, that there's a beauty of the hidden man. There is a beauty of the hidden man. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 16:7, it says that man looks at the outward appearance. He said, but I, the Lord, looks at what? The heart. So that means that the beauty of the heart of David was what attracted God to him. And the ugliness of the heart of Eliab was what God saw, that he rejected him as king. So there must be a beauty of your spirit, and your heart is part of your spirit. So any man that is not with Christ is not beautiful in the spirit realm. Because your spirit talks about your relationship with the Lord. And if you are not beautiful in the spirit, forget it. And that is why many of us today have a relationship problem. Because actually people are spiritually beautiful, maybe we would have that much life much better. But today we are having issues because we settle for the casing. We settle for the body structure, the appearance. You understand? And we have issues for our lives. So the second is the beauty of what? Of the Spirit. The beauty of the Spirit. We must see beyond. So see beyond the beauty, which is that beauty, is the body beauty. The one behind it is what? The beauty of the Spirit. And the Bible says in Romans 8 verse 6, it said, carnality leads to carnality. He said, those that are carnally minded. So if you are not spiritual, you are going to choose people that are not really spiritual for your life. You see, life is not mystical. Life is not given to time and chance. This brother said, this man, okay, he was ministering here during this. That's it. He said something that very powerful now. He said, I will look at them not based on their appearances. It takes a spiritual man to see the things of the Spirit. So when you are choosing a life partner, you understand? It's because you are spiritual. That's why you are examining it. You are looking at it from the spiritual perspective. Because if you are physical, you will look at the figure eight and look at the front and say, oh, it is good for me. But there is another eye that is more better than that because you are spiritual. Hallelujah. Bible says in Genesis 18 verse 1, he said, Adam, Abraham in the heat of the day sat down and he looked and he saw three people and he said, and he sighted them and he ran to go and meet them. He wasn't looking at them from the physical perspective. Because if he had looked at them from the perspective, he would have like, he had one of those people that are going around. He would have run to meet them and said, sir, let me come to my house. Come and relax a little bit. Let me give you something to eat. He knew that there was something extraordinary about them. So the reason why you are having wrong boyfriend and girlfriend or whatsoever you call it is because the beauty of your own spirit is not there and you choose wrongly. Because a good Bible said something. He said a good tree cannot produce what? Bad fruits. So where you stand determines the choice you make in life. That's why I said that the emphasis is made on you as an individual, not on the person you want to marry now, or the person you are dating now. If your own life is in order, what you are going to, the choice you make will be in order. The choice you are going to be making what will be in order, because the beauty of the Spirit is there already. And you are aligned with God. You have a relationship with the Lord. The beauty of the Spirit. Another thing you must understand, the beauty of the mind. Many spiritual people are very, you have beautiful faces. Tongue-speaking Christians. But they have not yielded their mind to the Lord. They have not shifted in their mentality. Divorce rate is so high, even in churches today, than the outside world. Why? The mindset. That Abraham said in Romans 12. I pursue by the grace of the Lord that you give yourself only to God and be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Yield your mind to the Lord. There is a mindset of this world about relationship, and that is when I want to date you, I have to have sex with you, maybe the very first day we met. But there is another mindset in the kingdom that sexual sacredness must be maintained. It's not what? It's not. If your mentality is not really, you know, it's not in place, you'll be making wrong choices. Hallelujah. You know, it's not that many people are not really born again. There are many people are born again, but because they have not yielded their mentality, their mental situation, because it is your responsibility to yield it to God. When you got born again, it is your spirit that got born again. Your body did not get born again. Your mind did not really get born again. Because when you got born again, you did not turn to a spirit or to, I mean, to an angel. No, you still remember. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sir, when you got born again, you said, Jesus, your life, did you recognize your father? So what was that? Which faculty gave you that eyes or that said that it's my father? It's your mind. It's your mind. Because in your mind brings out your thinking faculty. How you see relationship. So there must be the beauty of the mind. The beauty of the mind is crucial to see beyond the physical beauty, the content. Because actually, what makes it, one of the things that people say in Yoruba Adi, because you know when I say Yoruba Adi, people like When I tell you that there's and it is a Chinese adage. But you know when we say Yoruba adage, you understand? You are too Western whatsoever. Hallelujah. So there's a Yoruba adage that says that character is the beauty of a woman. Am I correct? Or is it beauty? Let's just be that way. Whether you are a woman or a man. So your character is a function of your mind. Your character is a function of the way you think. If you think that life or relationship is all about what my husband will give me and not what I'm giving out, you are going to have a problem. So you must be beautiful in your mind as well. So that's why the fact that you are okay, you are good, you are a born a Christian, but you must be beautiful in your mind, in the way you think. That's the beauty of the mind. Because your mind also brings out your emotions and every other things. Hallelujah. Do you know the reason why many of us are dating people that are not visionaries? It's because they are ugly in their mind. And one thing I want, they don't even have vision for their life. So how will I ask you when you want to ask me out that, sir, you have vision for your life? How? When you yourself you are ugly in the mind, you are not built, you are not beautiful, you are not, you know, there's no beauty there, there is no honor, there's no vanity. Ask randomly all the sisters and ask them that, what is the definition of your relationship? Many of them, they don't even know what that means at all. Even including men. That's that. What's the definition? They'll be asking me that, please, I don't understand the question. And you have been there for how many years? And some people, they want to even define, they say, I would now say, okay, are you, what's the vision of your relationship? You understand? I'm not about so. You can imagine. You know, all those kind of mediocrity, I don't know, you know, until when, so you are good. I just said, I tell someone, and I do say it every time, and I do say it very well, that if you see me with Kaye today, and Kaye tomorrow, Kaye me the next day, God said the first day, my Christianity is questionable. Is it God that is telling me to go and be dating everybody? Somebody was saying one day that I asked a lady, I said, that person is not a believer. Then I want to change him. Said, yeah. So now, if you want to change somebody, marry him. How many people did Jesus marry to change them? You would have married all the women. Mary Magdalene, Fiam. Mary, mother of the disabilities, Fiam. So marriage is not about that one. Forget about that one. In marriage, you don't even change people. You can just be a platform to for them to change, but you don't change anybody. So there must be the beauty of your own mind. When these three things are in place, sir, you will see farther than the casing. Number one, I said it. Bible says something. Bible said men look at what? The physical appearance. If men look at it, my brother, take care of the body. Because it's not God that will come and marry you, it is men. You don't understand. Okay, let me go to the sisters. Bible said, men looks at where? At Nibo, physical now. Who do you want? God. Man, no, Nabi. So if men is looking at the physical, it's not that they will not see your spirit or your this thing. But the first thing they will first see is the body. So make sure you take care of the body. And I said it the other time, that don't misinterpret that you have to start opening those private parts that the Lord has given to you. No, that is insanity. But look good. Take good care of yourself. Born again is not that you're not going to make yourself look beautiful. It's not that you're not going to use even perfume. You understand? Then number two, I said, the beauty of the spirit, which is very important in our lives. Because we must, our positioning spiritually must be with the Lord. We must align ourselves with God in order to be beautiful, even in the eyes of the Lord. And I quoted, I tried to just bring back, and I said, you know, to close up with some few words of prayers. That Bible says that we should look at the Eden man of our spirit. I want you to read that place very well. Please go to that verse, 1 Peter 3. Why don't you just read it from verse 2, 3, 4, please, quickly. You mentioned something there that is very significant that the Lord just laid into my heart. Yes. 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 Hallelujah. That place, that's where many people miss the game. Brother Peter was not telling you that you should not make air. You understand? Or you should not look good. He was just telling you that that actually, or the beauty we are talking about, goes beyond the physical appearance. If you have an amplified version here, you will read and you understand better. I'm not with my phone. I would have read it out from the app. Okay, yeah. Sir, okay, please can I help us, sir? Thank you. Yes, sir. Yes. No, it's can you come forward, please? Just use the mic so that people can also get blessed.
Amplified version. Let not yours be the merely external adorning with elaborate interweaving and nothing of the air, the wearing of jewelry or changes of clothes. The Message Bible. What matters is not your outer appearance, the styling of your hair, the jewelry you wear, the cut of your clothes.
Thank you very much. So you can see from that perspective that Brother Peter was not telling us that we shouldn't do those things. But your adorning, your beauty does not lie in them. Those things does not define who you are. Your outer world does not define your spiritual life. That you are beautiful. Hallelujah. Okay, sorry. It's not for the sisters. It's for the men. I never met somebody that is lovely, lovable, but not marriable. I don't understand. I need somebody else. You don't. You can relate. Someone that is lovely, loveable, but not married. So that is it. Very lovely. Very lovable. But you can't just marry. Yeah, you don't should go and kill anything. Anything else, you know, you get paid. Okay, they have a good character. The beauty of the mind is not there. Yes. Hallelujah. So these three beauty must be in place. And don't forget I said, after beauty, beyond beauty, it is still beauty. Beauty is a perspective. Because character is beauty. So if I say that it's character that's beyond beauty, it is still beauty. Can we just going to have that we can pray this prayer? I want you to talk to the Lord. That Lord, beautify my spirit. Beautify my mind. Beautify my body. Yes, we know that at the time we are going to leave this body. But so far we are still living the body must be nourished. That's why Paul was saying to the husband, he said, love your wife. Nourish them as you are nourishing your own body. You need to take care of your body. Doesn't matter that you need to go to the rapture. But you see, so just talk to God. Lord, beautify my mind. Beautify my spirit. Beautify my body. Lord, beautify my life. Lord, beautify my destiny. Lord, beautify my marriage. Beautify my relationship. Just open your mouth and talk to God. Because this is a crucial matter. This is an issue. Because while I was coming and I was praying to the Lord, and the Lord lays two reasons why he has chosen this thing. He said, number one is that in order to guide accurately those that intend getting married, not to look at the outward beauty, but to look at the inner beauty. Secondly, that those people that has found their ways in such mess can retrace their lives back to him. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Let me say this before I pray. You see, marriage in the Bible is very important. If you marry today, you are either promoting God's kingdom or promoting devil's kingdom. You don't understand. The first institution in the Bible was what? Marriage. The first wedding, the first miracle that Jesus did was where? Aha. Between Jesus and the church, what is it? So if you marry wrongly, sir, you have given the devil an edge in this world. When you have godly relationship, it propels, it advances the kingdom of God on earth. And when you have the other way around, you are what? You are elevating the kingdom of the devil. Father, we thank you this morning for the word. Father, we thank you because you are the faithful God. We thank you because you are the God of all beauty. And by worshiping you in the beauty of your holiness, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus for everyone here that is intending to take steps of marital goals or any marital steps, Lord, that, Lord, you will guide them in the name of Jesus. Lord, those people that they are intending to get married, Lord, you will beautify their spirits. You will beautify their mind in the name of Jesus. And there's only one way to beautify our spirits, which is accepting Jesus. Lord, I pray for anyone here and has not given his life to Jesus, that, Lord, you will convict such person by your spirit, by yourself, in the name of Jesus. We shall be beautified in the body. We shall be beautified in the mind. We shall be beautified in the spirit. Our marital life shall be beautified. Our church will be beautified. Our marriages will be beautified in the name of Jesus. And Jesus will be the center of everything, every life, every relationship in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. Can you please celebrate Jesus? Thank you.